What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football and flag football officials, hosted by refs from all over the country. I'm your host, Zane, along with your other host, Ant. Today we have a very special episode for y'all. A jam-packed show, a lot of guests. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about our weekends and, you know, our experiences we had, because I had Kimmel City and you had a league up there in California.
Yes, sir.
So my weekend at Kimmel City was a little rough. As a referee, I always hold myself to higher standards. And whenever I don't meet those standards for me personally, I always get a little bit discouraged. After the games ended and I played back through some of the plays that happened in my head, and I was like, I missed this. I didn't see this. I could have positioned myself better in this scenario. But I think me realizing that and me trying to fix my mistakes off the field is what kind of makes me a decent referee, knowing where I messed up and how I messed up and, you know, trying to fix it. But other than that, I mean, so in Kimmel City this week, we had a couple of teams come down from the DMV. Hard Target was one of them. And I mean, they gave our Kimmel City boys a hell of a fight. I mean, nothing was easy down there at Kimmel City this weekend.
Okay, so was it not Mamba City this past weekend?
No, it was not Mamba City this past weekend.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Well, yeah, man, I think being our own worst critic is good sometimes, and just having that moment to kind of debrief and think back through. I had to wear pink, you know, today, the women's game, because I was just blessed with the opportunity this past weekend to be able to ref some amazing women flag football players from U15, U17, and adult women on Saturday, and then Sunday with the Tough Her draft tournament. Both days, it was very, very different rules. Saturday was more like an IFAF format with very little contact, but the high school girls, I mean, they adjust really well to it, and really not a lot of penalties. Honestly, I would say the biggest thing that is always going to happen in non-contact is impeding. And, you know, outside of that, it was great to see what, you know, Southern California is trying to bring to the national scene. And then Sunday, it was a women's draft. So, you know, there's always adjustment when you're playing with people you're not used to. Mm-hmm. But the competition was great and, you know, really close games. Had a couple overtime games, a couple games that came down to last plays of the game and stuff like that. So it was a great opportunity. And, you know, it's exciting to see, you know, the future is female. So it's exciting to see what women are bringing. So, yeah, it was a good weekend for sure.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I would say, and also just remember, real men wear pink.
No
matter what anyone says, real men wear pink.
There you go.
Yeah, so today, we, like I said, we do have a jam-packed show today. So we have with us today a couple former faces and a couple new faces. We have Pat Spence, Lance Liu, Jordan Calicut, and then a new face to the stage. We have Joe Camp. Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas? How are y'all?
Everybody's quiet. Nobody want to talk. All right.
Well, doing well.
Oh, no.
What's going on, fellas?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Just got back from Mexico.
There we go. All right, cool. Well, let's get right into these topics today. You know, we're gonna. All right, let me just throw this out here. Have you guys ever heard somebody say, "Well, in the NFL, they do this"? Have you ever heard a flag player say that?
Oh, yeah.
So
we hear it all the time.
Right? And my simple response to that is, well, I don't see any players in helmets and pads right now, so let's just move on. So So we want to talk a little bit about player myths that maybe, you know, players that used to play with pads, they used to play tackle. Rules are very different from tackle to flag, like we talked about last week. And so sometimes they just carry those rules over. So this is our opportunity today to try to kind of debunk some of those myths or maybe, you know, reaffirm them. And that's why they keep getting brought up. So we're going to start with Pat and talking about the phrase, he has pockets, no hold. What you got, Pat?
Oh, I heard that a lot this weekend, too. He has pockets. It wasn't no hold. Well, first off, we know pockets is not authorized. But two, that's something that, you know, as referees, we should check before the game. But due to the cold weather down here, as far as in North Carolina this past weekend, sometimes, you know, pockets become unzipped. We allow the pants to be zipped up or taped up. But regardless, like I tell them, they got pockets. They hold the pocket, but they stretch out the pants of the pocket. It's still a hole, no matter where you grab. It's still a hole. Yeah. The next play, we'll just make them, hey, hey, fella, we need you to go take those pants off with those pockets and make sure you got authorized pants. And that's really it. But a hold is a hold. No matter if you hold them by his dreadlocks, you hold them by his jersey, hold them by his socks, by a leg, it's a hole. Pockets, no pockets, it's still a hole. By the belt, a hole, especially on five men with the pop flags. Hole is a hole. No. But these guys and women, they don't get that concept. I mean, you reach for the flag. You grab a pocket, got it. Let the pocket go and reach for the flag again.
There you go.
But if you stop the momentum of that runner, that's a hole. Sorry. And it is what it is at the end of the day, but that's just what happens, you know.
Yeah,
but that's my take on it. As far as I'm quite sure, Joe may have a different take on it because Joe is a former rusher, so I'm quite sure he encountered a lot of quarterbacks or runners with pockets. So
the main thing I tell them is, you know, everyone knows the rules, and they try to say, you know, because they have pockets, it's not a hold. You know, like Pat said, a hold is a hold, and you know the main thing they try to say, well, he didn't reach for the pockets, he rolled me, he was holding up there. A hold is a hold. We authorize the rule of no pockets, and we do tape them up and things of that nature. But like you said, if it stops the momentum of the player and you're holding them, a lot of time they like to grab. Like when I did it, when I rushed, if I miss, because a lot of times there's excuse of the hold, but it's like you miss the flag. Admit to yourself and take accountability of yourself and say, I missed the flag, instead of calling out other things. But when I miss it, I stop their momentum as a rusher. With my little bit body, I stop their momentum and I start swiping down. But they're not going to go past me. And I'm not a big guy, nothing. But that's what I try to do is stop their momentum. Not with the hands of holding them. I'm in front of them. And if they're, you know what I mean? But that's on me. I got to take that on my body later on, of course. That's why I retired. But at the same time, you know, you got to be able to stop, let go, and be able to pull again. And if they're not doing that and you're gaining, you know, from holding them, that's a hold. Simple as that.
Yeah, Lance, you have any more thoughts on that about a hole with pockets?
I don't care what they have on. As Pat said, a hold. I don't care what sport what form of flag or football you play. A hold is a hold is a hold. I don't care what kind of format of football. I don't care if it's Canadian. I don't care if it's flag or if it's tackle. I don't care what age range. A hold is a hold is a hold is a hold. It doesn't matter.
And there then, you go. So, you know, a lot of times, like along with the pockets, you also hear players say, his jersey's not tucked in. It's not a hold. Which is like, again, like Pat, like everyone said, a hold is still a hold. As soon as you slow his momentum, it's still a hold. Now, next play, you know, us as officials, we can get together and say, hey, you know, tuck in your jersey just so it'll be a little bit easier for you. But it does not matter.
Yeah.
But yeah,
absolutely.
But like I said, it just goes about the uniform and the weather as far as that plays a factor with the gear that these players wear. I mean, I get it. You want to stay warm. You know, you don't want to be cold. So you choose a pair of sweats that's a little baggy and, you know, you don't have no pockets. But, you know, player reach and grab your flag, but grab a little bit of your pants. I mean, as long as you don't stop your momentum, I mean, that might not be a hold. It's all about the judgment and angle. But if it's in one swipe and you grab the flag in the pants, oh, he pulled my pants down, but the flag came off with it. That's not a hole. But when he grab at your flag and miss, and he grab your whole sweatpants and twist you around, that's a hole. So.
For sure. Now, the next phrase I'm going to bring up, this is one that I hear all the time, and it's definitely a downfield play. So no PI, it's uncatchable. So I wanted to be real simple with it. I got the rule book from USA Flag, and I just wanted to read this. And if you look in the main section of the rules under pass coverage, Article 4, whether a pass is catchable or uncatchable has no bearing on pass interference. Pretty simple. But Jordan, what do you think about that?
No, I agree. You know, the big thing is that if a DB commits a foul against a wide receiver, why does the quarterback not being able to put the ball where it's supposed to be going to slow down the receiver's motion? Okay, that's one thing. You know, the one good thing about that rule, I would say, is that if you're a quarterback and you suck, okay, you have a very limited window over to put that ball. But if you suck and can't do that, that has nothing to do with your receiver. Your receiver still needs to be, you know, safe. He needs to feel comfortable running that route. And that DB is there. Again, if the ball's not there, it has nothing to do with anything else. You still touched him. You stopped him from doing something. It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that it is 1 vs. 2. Leave the sucky quarterbacks at home. So, personally.
No, that's great. So, what about contact, though? It's different in contact, right?
No, it is not different in contact. The only difference in contact is that when these guys are going down the field and they're playing patty cake, you know, and like doing them like old school pitter patter things with their hands in the field, the receivers in today's standards are huge pansies. It is terrible. They're like, he touched me. I'm like, you're a grown man, bro. Sack up. Or option two, the DB's like, this receiver's touching me a lot. I'm like, bro, you have kids. How are you going to teach them kids how to be a man if you're being this much of, you know, again, a pushover? You're embarrassing yourself, okay? But it's still, with that being said, none of that has to do with contact, non-contact. Guys are touching that much. I'm going to throw the flag every single time.
Nice. No, I appreciate that explanation, Jordan, for sure.
Yes, sir.
So the next one we have now, this I heard this like multiple times, even in the women's draft tournament on Sunday. There was a situation where from my angle, I saw a touchdown. Immediately my hands went up and I had a player turn around and say, that's not your call. So, Lance, what happens when you hear that phrase? That's not your call.
I saw it, so I called it. What do you want me to say? Well, like, I saw it and I called it. I mean, so the only caveat to that is before I even make a call, especially if it's downfield and I'm on the line of scrimmage, I will look to my partner and I'll say, what do you have? Okay, great. I'm going to agree with you because from my angle, it looks great. What I love is when out of bounds play on the far side and they're looking at me like, how can you make that call? I'm like, I'm not making any call. That guy's right there. What do you want me to do? He's like standing on the sideline. I'm just agreeing and going to his spot. So it is kind of comical when you have people do that to you. When you have people say, you can't make that call. I said, I didn't make the call. He did. I'm just going to his spot. I don't know what you want me to do. So,
anyway. Yeah.
But yes, if I see it, I'm going to call it.
Do you think that players that come from playing tackle, that's where that comes from just because of how refs have zones in tackle football?
Honestly, I would think – I've never played tackle before, so I can't speak. I would think, actually, those that play traditional tackle football would actually go to the ref. That's where the spot was made versus going to me, which is literally 25 yards away. They would go to the guy that's actually making the call and say, hey, what did you see? Versus going to like me, which is on the other side of the field, 25 yards away, and running to me just because I have a different color hat. Like, yeah. I'm going to go to him. Because in tackle, you see it, you make the call, and you stand, you hold your spot, and then everyone looks at you. Versus, I guess, in flag, people just look at the color of the hat first, and then they look at the other guy where he's standing, which is kind of what I see a lot of.
Zane, what do you think?
Well, so I've never really liked the, you know, that's not your call, because technically, as an official, my job is to watch the field. It doesn't matter where the spot on the field I'm supposed to watch. The entire field is my zone to watch. Now, being a line judge or being a back judge, you do have primary zones to watch, like Lance said. Like, if I'm on the line, my primary zone is in contact. My primary zone is the center, the lineman, the rushers, and the quarterback. So that's where my primary zone is. Now, on a play where the ball comes out, my eyesight shifts downfield to help my back judge miss some call something that he may have missed due to his angle. I've got a perfect example of this. It was in New York 2 years ago, and me and Pat were on the field, and I'm his back judge. He's the line judge, and he notices a holding call in the end zone with the ball in the air that I cannot see. His flag comes hurling downfield. I mean, that was probably a 60-yard throw. I was impressed.
Good arm.
And and it was just something that I couldn't see. And you know, the opposing team, they were like, no, that's not your call, that's his call. And Pat was like, I had the better angle. I'm looking downfield after the ball's away. It's my call. It there is no that's not your call, that's their call. That's not simply the case. It's just your primary zone changes throughout a game. I've never liked the that's not your call, because everything on the field is technically your call.
I will say
this. You remember that? Oh, go ahead.
I will say this with a caveat, though. If a player comes to us and says, hey, can you watch this? Or, hey, can you help look for this as in addition to? Then, yes, we will make a point. But we're not going to change what we don't – we're not going to change our mind for what we don't see. But if they believe there's something going on, then, yeah, we'll make the adjustment based on whatever's going on during the game. And granted, I like those players because those are the guys that are actually more aware of, like, what's going on. So, and if they say nicely, I will actually make that effort to say, hey, can you watch like the bumps down the field? I'm like, all right, fine. So I will turn my head a little bit quicker, but you have to understand I'm also giving something up, like roughing the QB. Which one's more important? What do you want me to do? So that's the other thing. Sorry.
Yeah, I think – no, you good. I think that – I mean, just what you said, I think that's a slippery slope, because I know that if, you know, in contact on the line, if a D lineman, you know, comes up to me and says, hey, can you watch the holding – and I start to watch it, you know, a little bit, you know, more. I put a magnifying glass on that. Well, that also means I'm watching him more, too, him or her more. So I might see things that he's been doing that he got away with. So be careful about bringing the attention to you.
What's your accent? Yeah.
That is big time, especially when you start talking. I tell everybody, you do not want the referee's attention at all. And yes, to go back on what Zane played, what he said about New York, yes, the receiver kept complaining about getting grabbed and getting held. And Zane was on the opposite side of the field, and the guy ran a post route, in my view, from the line. And the quarterback threw the ball, so I didn't have to – with no contact. So I immediately looked to my left, as the ball is in the air, and I see the defensive back literally grabbing the receiver as he was running, trying to run at full speed, and he slowed him down. And I threw the flag, and he was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, all of us have played the game at some point in time, and we know tendencies, especially if you play in a skill position. Like, I played DB. I played wide receiver. I played quarterback. I played on the line. So I know tendencies of a lot of players, especially aggressive defensive backs. So if you know a lot of these players and you've been around the game for a while, as far as in the flag game, you'll know these guys' tendencies. Do they do it all the time? Probably about 80% of the time. It's all about getting caught, that 20%. So, but yeah, we have that all the time. I mean, and go back to that New York, it happened. And they just get pissed. All of a sudden, it's not your call. No, everything is my call once my eyes get on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe, as a former player, did you ever turn around to a ref and say, "That's not your call, ref"?
Nah, I never hit him with those. I was a rusher. So my man.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
You know me being, I'm not a big guy and everything. So whenever they're pushing the bag or this right here, I'm like, "Ref, you didn't see that?" But it never was a. I kept going, you know what I mean? It was a more like letting him know, like Lance would say, "I'll let you know," but that's all I can do, you know, on to the next play. And that's about life, you know what I mean? You can't dwell on something. Oh, no, you got to keep going, move on. And I never went on up to the refs like that. You know, one thing about life, I treat people the way I want to be treated. So you can acknowledge the ref. I never cussed the ref out. I never threw my flag at a ref. No, I never did any crazy, you know what I mean? I speak my voice because I'm a player. I have that right. But I never to the point, and you know, some players be excited because of the game. I get it. But it's also like, hey, you don't have to yell at me. You know, players get to the point where they start yelling and everything like this. You can talk to me. Like, no one wants to be yelled. But then again, we got to understand as ref, they just excited about the game. So once you get them down to that level, but I never yelled at nobody. Hey, ref. Like, no, just watch the whole ref. And that's it. You know. Better believe my back hurt almost. You know, man, I got due to the ground. But
oh, I got a phone call. They came in. But hey, can I elaborate on that on that piece though? On so this is just my opinion. I think the game has become that way, especially in flag football, with the players talking to the officials because they have access to us. When you go into high school, you go to college, and you go to the NFL. Players don't talk to the officials crazy. At least we don't hear them. But they don't talk to officials because they know they get thrown out the game. But in flag, they have full access to referees, especially on the sidelines and all those different things. So that's when it becomes toxic as far as when they want to, you know, talk to you any kind of way. So that's just my opinion on when it comes to the flag. But if we had the same rules and policy that like these other organizations that has, referees wouldn't get disrespected the way that we do when it comes to certain calls.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think that's a good point. I mean, just even on the sideline as a ref, it's hard to get players to give us 2 yards off the sideline, you know, sometimes. And just even simply that, you know, like, We've got the chameleon eyes going. My lazy eye is trying to work one way. I'm trying to count a play clock, look at a game clock, do all these things. And then all of a sudden I got a little bird chirping in my ear. I'm going to miss something. Now, sometimes players are doing that on purpose to distract me a little bit. And so I just try to, you know, focus in and, you know, stay exactly on, you know, what I need my attention on. But Jordan, you have any other like phrase as far as something a player you've heard players say a lot?
I mean, not really. Just, you know, same song, different day. It's just everyone wants a call every single play whenever their team gets a big chunk ran on them, you know. It's like, you know, well, that guy just ran 40 yards. Well, it's because he flag guarded. No, it's because your defense sucks. know, accountability for your shortcomings. That way you don't have to blame us. Now, you can blame me all you want. I'm cool with that. Just know, yeah, and then we both know why you're here. It's because your DB can't run with that receiver and, you know, stop any kind of offensive weapons that they have. But, hey, you want to blame me? I'm cool with it, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and I try not to be, because I can be very sarcastic, and I try not to let that sarcastic, my instant response come out. But, you know, sometimes it does. When someone says to me, that's not your call, I said, I made the call. It's my call. They can make a call. We're both making calls. What are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh, that's, so. I think that for me personally, that's a very hard thing. I'm quick with responses. I have a smart mouth. And anytime someone wants to give me the opportunity to make fun of them or say something stupid, oh, bro, I'm definitely in. It's terrible. but at the same time, I also try to be as nice and polite as possible any other time. That way that when you do realize that I'm upset, that it's only because of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and honestly, I think apologies go a long way. I think communication goes a long way. You know, at halftime, after a game, I think that those are the best opportunities to have a conversation with one of us and ask a question, ask clarification, approaching it that way instead of, you know, charging towards us. That's not your call. Da-da-da, this and that, getting really upset. If it's a simple, hey, you know, ref, can I talk to you at half about that? Giving an explanation, honestly, it gives, you know, not only me the opportunity to be able to kind of process it a little bit better and explain it thoroughly. It also, it's not when the clock's running. It's not when, you know, a team is in the red zone, things like that. Yeah. And so then we can explain it better. I think impeding the rush should never be talked about during a game. That is like a halftime or after the game. If you don't understand impeding the rush, we got to talk after the game. Yeah. Like, that's just how it goes.
There was a
now my favorite line there is that you can impede all you want to, but clock's running.
Yep.
Clock is running.
Exactly.
Yep. I would say I remember there was a play in Tampa, and Lance can contest with this, where I believe it was Freaks females team, and she kept rolling with the rush, or she kept rolling with the quarterback. And at halftime, I went up to her and I'm like, let me explain to you what you need to do, because she got at least three illegal contacts on her alone just that first quarter. And at halftime, I went up to her. I'm like, you need to run a straight line to the line of scrimmage. It does not matter if the quarterback rolls to the left or to the right. Your spot that you're rushing to does not change even if the quarterback rolls. It is where the quarterback caught the ball. And I explained it to her the best I could. And at the end of it, she understood. And the very next half, she did not get a single illegal contact call. But I think it's very important as us as officials, whenever we see a player doing something incorrectly, that at halftime or at a good stopping point, that we communicate with them to help them out. Because that's also one of our jobs, is to help the players and help the game go as smoothly as it can.
Hey, I'm going to take a page out of Jordan's book. These players are stupid, and their coaches are stupid. If they don't read the rule book or they don't know how to play the game, they shouldn't be out there playing flag football. They stupid. If you don't know the game and you're an adult and you're just out there running, chasing somebody, and your coach didn't tell you how to properly rush and non-contact, the coach is stupid. That means you don't practice. Playing the simple.
Pat, I co-signed. I had to jump in. I mean, Zane, I truly get that, Zane. I tell you, sometimes I try to bring both teams over there because it won't feel like I'm talking to one team, giving them a hint on how to do something. So I bring both players or both people to me. Hey, can I talk to y'all both? So I can tell you that I'm telling them the same thing. But you're right. You're playing pro. We're not playing rookie. We're not playing this right here. It's like you don't have to tell them how to rush unless, like Lance was saying, and you, Zane, if they ask you, the proper time is at halftime or after the game. Like Anthony said, you're right. But if they don't say anything to me, it's not my job to say to come up to them and teach them how to rush, because that's their advantage. That's the advantage. That's what's keeping the other team from winning. The 15 yard, the 10 yard. That's a, thank you. Thank you. If I figure that you don't know how to do it, I'm going to keep coming to you. You got to learn this outside in practice. Yeah. Hey, I say practice. You need practice. Yeah, you need to learn this in practice. Because at this level of the game, that's a strategy plan. If I find out somebody's a weak link and don't know what they're doing, I'm coming after you every time.
Yeah.
Ain't no, I'm coming after you, man. You are the target. But I get it, though. You want to do help the people out. But I say it's a time after the game. Or if they ask me, what am I doing, ref? The clock is running. I can talk to you after the game, you know, because like you said, sometimes they try to get you to answer a question while you're supposed to be watching the game. And it's and like you said, yeah. Anthony, it's hard for you to be to do that whenever you're on the sideline. They asking you something, the time, this, and the third, and you're supposed to be watching the quarterback. Yeah. And it really happens to teams whenever you want me to watch the quarterback and then something just happened. Oh, ref, you didn't see that? No, your player just asked me. That's your fault.
Yeah. Lance, you have anything to add to that?
So much to add. No, it's again, it's the to Pat's point. It's the if you consider yourself an elite team or pro team, you guys should know exactly what you're doing. If you're not, as Joe was saying, like they're gonna pick on you till you figure it out. The interesting thing is, again, goes back to our Friday conversation. Well, what do you mean? What I got made contact in. I'm rushing the QB, and the guy ran in front of me. I'm all like, yeah, but you cut underneath, so you actually initiated. What do you mean? I'm like, so we're not going to go there. Come to me at halftime. We'll explain it to you nice and slow. Unless you want to work your clock, I don't care. It's your clock, so I don't care. But, yeah, it's it is – The funny thing is you'll do one game with one team, same player, that same team, back to back, same dude, first play coming out. It's the same thing. I'm like, dude, I just told you. I'm like, I can't explain. No, we're not gonna to Joe and Pat's point. No, you guys are dumb. Not gonna move. We're moving on. We gotta go. Clock is rolling, as I say. We're going, we gotta go. So yeah.
All right. Well, I think we beat that dead horse a little bit. I appreciate everybody blaming Jordan's book and Jordan's quote, and so all you guys can avoid, you know, any repercussions. It's apparently it's all Jordan.
I am cool with that. Yep.
All right. Cool. Well, let's just. Just to look ahead at this this coming weekend, let's start off with you, Joe. What do you got coming up this weekend?
Oh man, we had the women's tournament going on this weekend, but the drive is so far for me, so I'm setting this one out. So this weekend I'm actually free. This weekend, no ref activities. Spending time with my daughter, so it's all on you guys this weekend.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, Jordan, how about you? What do you got?
So the drive that is too far for Joe, I will be there myself. We have to show up, set the fields up. Jacob wanted to leave us and go to LA, you know. So he asked me and Pat if we'd do his job, and we were like, I mean, we guess, you know, we like you enough, we'll help you out.
Cool. And what organization is running that? Is it?
It'll be both. It'll be Camel City and oh my god, something lady. Oh my god, Zip. Lose something. But stand by, I'll come back to that one.
Ballers Choice or something like that?
Yes, it's called Ballers Choice.
There we go. Yeah.
Hey, where do you go, Ann?
So I got USA Flag LA this weekend. It's a few hours drive from me. I'll be on the Sevens passing league fields, which is, you know, kind of a different thing that's not necessarily flag. But what I'm excited about is my daughter is going to be on my crew this weekend, and so, you know, we're gonna throw her into the flames. And unfortunately, she's got the worst white hat on her field, and she will have to deal with all of the terrible calls that I make all weekend. So, what about you, Lance?
So I will be traveling. I'm going the other way. I'm going to be in Charlotte for USA trials for the adults, men's and women's, as well as the youth. First round of trials is this weekend on Friday and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Gotcha. And Zane, where are you?
I was about to say, I'm also going to be with Jordan and Pat this weekend in Durham for the ladies showdown. Super excited for that. I'm super excited to get away from the guys, because goodness gracious, all they do is talk and get mad about the dumb stuff.
Well, I hate to break the news, but now you got estrogen and more. It's gonna be worse.
No,
sorry.
Nope.
No. Dude, I will take estrogen any day of the week. These grown men in today's standards, these grown men bitch, moan, and complain way more than any women do. Okay? I want women's any day of the week compared to these grown, what they call themselves, men.
Well, hey, no grown men with estrogen. Sorry.
Hey, I had an old teammate text me over the this past week, and he said to me, you know, it's exciting to see that women are the future of flag football. He's like, a lot of guys don't really like it. And I actually didn't realize at first he was texting me. And my instant response is, yeah, men are old and tired. and he's still a player. And I was like, oops. Well, I'm just going to roll with that, because that sounds about right to me.
Stand 10 toes on it, man. Stand 10 toes.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, but it, for reals, it's cool. It's exciting. You know, I just want to shout out the women that are doing it. A real big shout out to Jackie. She's out in this area in SoCal. She does so much for the women in Southern California to try to get them involved and get them playing and just creating opportunities. So shout out to her, and shout out to any other women that are pushing the game forward for sure.
Hey man, she needs to create a banana hammock of those underwear that she's selling right now. And dude, I'll work in a pair of those things, bro. I'm in. When I saw those the other day, I was like, mixed breed merchandise, bro. Sign me up. You kidding me? That thing was sexy. I like it.
Oh my Lord.
Nice. All right, and with that, I just want to shout out our sponsor, TZ Customs, at TZ Customs. This dude is going everywhere. I'm seeing him now in women's college flag. He's putting cleats on, you know, players on the national team. In the AFFL, so definitely hit him up for some custom cleats, or, you know, if you on that black Air Force One, you know, mentality, go ahead and hit him up for that, because he can make that happen too. And Zane, why don't you wrap us up for tonight?
I would say before we wrap us up, I just want to shout out all of our platforms: Clocks Running 24 on YouTube, Clocks Running on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I will say we've got a lot of stuff to come. I'm currently in the process of working on a new YouTube intro that I think everyone's gonna like. But with that, I will say, fellas, we appreciate y'all, and great episode.
There you go. See y'all next.
Subscribe.
There you go.
Subscribe.
Like, follow, subscribe. There you go. All right, y'all.
All right, guys.